Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Joseph. Can I have the zip code?
Well, I don't know. I can give you my phone number. My zip code's 24219, but I didn't order anything from you all, and you all are charging my credit card. What do you all have for sale?
Okay, thank you. I will be happy to go ahead and assist you, ma'am. Do you mind providing me with the zip code and first and last name so I can pull up the account, please?
Brenda Adams, 24219.
24219. And first and last name, please?
Brenda Adams. Plan Fitter Help for $59.89 is what they've charged my credit card.
Okay, ma'am, can I have the shipping address, please?
Post Office Box 85, Big Stone Gap, Virginia.
Okay, ma'am. Thank you. I have, and you said it was P.O. Box, correct?
Yes.
Okay, so let me sure. P.O. Box 85, Big Stone
Gap,
VA, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. Just want to make sure I heard that correctly.
Okay.
Okay, I pulled up the account with that information, ma'am. Allow me just a moment to review it and go over the notes on the account and see what's going on here, okay?
Okay.
Okay, so I've gone ahead and reviewed your account real quick with us, and I see this is in regards to the Bites Hub meal planning app.
To so what? This app,
Bites Hub meal planning app, is what you have with us. So this was created when entering into a contest for a mixer, as it stated in the terms and conditions. You are also going to be signing up for our meal planning app called Bites Hub. If you did not want to continue forward with that, you were supposed to opt out of it when entering that contest. It looks like you did not opt out of it, and that's why you have an account with us. It was going to be a monthly charge of the $59.89 each month that you enrolled as a member, and that the meal planning app helps to focus on using everyday foods to boost your energy, to cut out those cravings for carbs and sugars. It also includes meal plans and recipe guides to eating better and feeling better, along with a way to count your calories each day
I have never got anything, and I do not want it. So you cancel it, and you credit my credit card $59.89, or I'm going to dispute it.
Okay, ma'am. I'll be happy to go ahead and get that canceled out, ma'am, as you requested.
Okay.
I will ask my supervisor to see what we can do regarding a refund.
Okay.
I'll see what we can do regarding a refund, ma'am. I just recommend in the future, whenever you do anything online, make sure you read terms and conditions.
Okay. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Please stand in line while I go ahead and cancel that out, and I will speak to my supervisor regarding a refund for you. Okay, so I went ahead and spoke with my supervisor, and I was able to go ahead and get, as a one-time courtesy, a full refund on that charge that was done on 7/21 for you. Okay?
Okay. Thank you.
Yes, you know, I'm working on canceling this out for you. Please stay on the line.
Okay. There's a lot of static.
I'm so sorry. Are you able to hear me?
There's a lot of static on the phone. It might be the rain.
I can hear you perfectly fine. Are you able to hear me better now?
Do what?
Are you able to hear me better now?
Yeah.
Okay. I can hear you fine, so I don't know if maybe it may be on your end. So. Is it raining where you're at?
It has been.
Yeah, that tends to mess up my cell phone service whenever it rains. Maybe your end where you're the storm.
Yeah.
I'm almost done getting it canceled out for you, ma'am.
Okay.
But are you able to hear me better now?
Yes.
Okay. Good. I'm still here. Thank you for your patience.
Okay.
I'm still here, ma'am.
Okay.
I'm almost done with your refund, ma'am. How are you doing today, by the way, Hazel?
Good.
Besides the gloomy weather, how are you doing?
Are you working from home?
Yes, ma'am. I am.
Oh, okay.
We're still getting back into getting everybody in office because of all the loveliness of COVID, but
yeah,
I'm still working at home. I haven't transitioned back into the office yet.
Oh, okay. You in California?
Yes, ma'am.
It's hot out there too, isn't it?
Oh, it's so hot. It's crazy, huh?
I know.
Okay. So the account has been completely canceled. The refund for the $59.87 has been issued. That will be back in the account within the next 3 to 5 business days.
Okay.
Are you ready for your confirmation number, ma'am? Are you ready for that, ma'am?
Yeah.
Okay, it's going to be Sea Lake and Charlie.
Okay.
Sea Lake and Charlie 9291.
Okay.
So Sea Lake and Charlie 9291.
Okay.
And then 05057.
Okay. Okay.
Okay. There's your cancellation number of the account being canceled out, and then the refund amount is going to be $59.89 for that charge that was done on July 21st. That confirmation number is 7426410918.
7426.
7426.
Okay.
410918.
Okay. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Is there anything else I can do for you?
No.
Okay. Well, I hope you have a very wonderful day and you stay safe. Thank you again for calling customer support. You have a wonderful day.
Thank you.
Correct. Yes, ma'am. Thank you for calling customer support. Bye-bye.